The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, I'm a little bit hot and bothered under the collar having seen what certain adverts have been put out by certain religious parties in Israel.
I share your concerns, and I'm equally hot and bothered by this big story which we have to talk about, and that is that Fatou Bensouda, the outgoing chief prosecutor of the ICC, has announced that they will be opening up an investigation into alleged war crimes committed by Hamas and Israel. And the period, this is very, very telling, apart from the fact that Hamas welcomes this investigation, which tells you all you need to know. But they're going to open up the investigation starting on the 13th of June 2014. And this is a day after the three boys, Eyal Yifrach, Gilad Sha'er, and Naftali Frankel, were kidnapped and subsequently murdered. Now, this is very, very telling because, and their reason is that they give is, it's legal. They don't substantiate anything more than that. But for us, it's extremely telling in where we can expect this, investigation if it does go ahead, because the incoming chief prosecutor can decide to throw it out, into the garbage where it belongs, and also because the ICC don't have jurisdiction over Israel. Israel's not a signatory to the Rome Statute, which is the founding document that established this court, which is supposed to deal with human rights abuse, but seems to be failing when it comes to the Chinese persecution of the Uyghur people. Just putting it out there, guys. But this fails to take into account the circumstances that started Operation Protective Edge, which was the kidnapping of the and the murder of these three young boys, and the circumstances around the kidnapping and murder of these three young boys, who also deserve justice. If we go back to that time, we remember that these three boys were kidnapped, and 18-day search to find what we hoped at the time would be them alive. Unfortunately, they were killed very, very, very quickly after they were taken. Also revealed the fact that Hamas were building tunnels underground with the intention of coming into Israel and either launching attacks or kidnapping soldiers and civilians. And of course, what ensued was a 59-day conflagration, the firing of rockets, reprisals from Israel. But this is very, very concerning indeed. And of course, we've heard, apart from the Palestinian Authority and Hamas, who welcome this investigation, which tells you all you need to know, we've heard from the Prime Minister, we've heard from various parties, including Yamina, calling the ICC an anti-Semitic body immersed in hatred of Israel, the Prime Minister calling it anti-Semitic, the Palestinian Authority saying this long-awaited step serves Palestine's tireless endeavor to achieve justice and accountability, which are indispensable foundations for the peace that the Palestinian people demand and deserve. I wonder if there will be an investigation into the pay for slay. We have a comment by Meretz, which is totally unrelated to the probe, but they say that they talk about settlements, which has absolutely nothing to do with this. We have heard from Avigdor Lieberman. Simon, he has been quiet of late, but he says this move screams hypocrisy and anti-Semitism. Instead of investigating Assad's actions in Syria or Hamas in Gaza, they are challenging the right of the state of Israel to defend itself. And Gideon Sa'ar saying this has been hijacked by sponsors of terror. Very, very strong statement. We also have to remember that countries like the United States, Canada, Australia, and various others have supported, Germany have supported Israel's claim that the ICC has absolutely no jurisdiction over the state of Israel, or for that matter, the Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza, even though they've claimed jurisdiction. We'll have to investigate the legalities of that. but concerned by many countries, including the United States, who say that the ICC have been politicized to suit an agenda that is counter to peace. In fact, it's counterproductive to peace. This will only harm any kind of intended negotiations. And again, and I just want to echo what Avigdor Lieberman says, you know, what about investigations into Syria? And what about investigations into the genocide of the Uyghur people in China, which is scenes reminiscent of what we saw in the Shoah? So this is a story, Simon, you can expect to hear a lot from me about.
I was going to say, I've got about 10 questions on that particular issue, but not for today. I think we will we'll spread it out because there's lots to get through. Has Israel finally pinpointed the ship that caused the oil spill, Rolene?
Well, we have pinpointed the ship. This is according to our Environmental Protection Minister, Gila Gamliel. They haven't given more details apart from the fact that that ship has been found. But she said that our long arm will reach everyone who harms our nature, the sea, and our beaches. The investigating body have investigated at least 35 different ships for the reason why we have an oil spill, which has spilled a horrendous amount of oil and tar onto our beaches, severely harming our wildlife, creating an environmental catastrophe. And I just want to say something that is slightly heartwarming about the story is that the IDF have a special unit. In fact, it's called Special in Uniform, which is made up of soldiers with various disabilities, you know, who are members of society and want to serve in our citizen army. They have been engaged in helping with the cleanup on Israel's beaches. Really, really something very, very special to see.
Ro, gosh, there's so much to talk about today. I don't know where to go. Let's talk politics for a change. We haven't spoken politics for a long time. Elections around the corner. What are the polls saying?
The polls are actually very, very interesting. And you know, we never take the polls as gospel, but just indication. We're seeing some very, very interesting trends in the polls, and the polls are conducted by an official polling body along with the various different channels. We have Channel 12, Channel 13, Channel 20, all giving their polls. So many of them released their expectations or what they're finding last night. And I do have to tell you, as an Israeli citizen, it's quite annoying to get constant WhatsApps and SMSs asking us to vote. But this is how we're looking at the moment. You know, it varies by maybe one or two numbers. Likud expected to get about 28 seats. Yesh Atid about 19. The next is Gideon Sa'ar's New Hope with about 14 seats expected. Yamina 12, that's Naftali Bennett. The joint list coming down to 9. The ultra-Orthodox Shas only at 8. Labour at 7, a marked improvement maybe with the voting in of a new leader. Mirav Mikhaeli, they've improved. Yisrael Biteinu, slight improvement shown at 7. United Torah Judaism, who you were referring to earlier, 6. But the real shocker is Benny Gantz and the blue and white expected to only make about 5 seats. Many of his very, very strong constituency saying that you know, that they're very scared to vote for him because they see him as handing over the votes from the last election over to Prime Minister Netanyahu.
It's absolutely fascinating, this, pardon me, Rolene, because the left has basically become insignificant. Meretz isn't even crossing the threshold. This is an election, it seems, between right and right. And if Netanyahu had to depart the scene, then you would have a massive right-wing bloc that would be pretty much aligned on most issues. Would that be a correct reading of the situation?
this is a correct reading of the situation, that we will probably see, you know, regardless of whether Netanyahu wins or not, is a shift to the right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely fascinating. I said to you there was too much to talk about today. It's 5:30 and we got to leave it then. We didn't touch on COVID. We didn't touch on anything. There's always tomorrow, Ro.
There's always tomorrow. I won't sing because nobody deserves that. But yes, there is always tomorrow.
Cheers, Rolina. Part of me was hoping that you would.
Careful what you wish for. You may regret it.